Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Aisha Torah. Our text is my book, Conversations with Yourself, a practical guide to greater happiness, self-development, and self-empowerment, published by ArtScroll. Chapter 3, You Become What You Think About. One of the most important and valuable concepts about our minds and thoughts is that you become what you think about. Let's just say it. Say it to yourself now. I become what I think about. I become what I think about. What thoughts come to your mind when you said this to yourself? You just engage in self-talk. This idea has the potential to be highly empowering. It means that by gaining greater mastery over your thoughts, you gain greater mastery over your life. It means that by mastering your thoughts, you'll be able to make and reach important goals. When you consistently think about being happy and joyful in your life, you'll become happier and more joyful. When you consistently think about being kinder and more compassionate, you'll become kinder and more compassionate. When you consistently think about being more confident and courageous, you'll become more confident and more courageous. When you consistently think about being calm and serene, you'll become calmer and more serene. When you consistently think about being more patient and persistent, you'll become more patient and persistent. When you consistently think about interacting harmoniously with others, you'll find yourself speaking and acting in ways that create greater harmony. When you consistently think about being appreciative and grateful, you'll find yourself being more appreciative and grateful. And when you consistently think about your most important goals in your life and what you need to do to reach them, you'll find yourself accomplishing and achieving more. When you consistently think about being more elevated and spiritual, you become that way. Now, some people who truly want to improve and grow, they make a big mistake. What is it? They keep thinking about what they don't want. Like someone who keeps thinking, I hate to be sad and upset. They're thinking about what? Being sad and upset. Someone who keeps thinking, I don't want to be so selfish, is thinking about being selfish. People who keep thinking about how difficult some people are will find themselves acting their worst with those difficult people. Those who keep thinking about their worries and their fears will find themselves worrying more and more and being more fearful. Those who keep thinking about disliking their anger are thinking about becoming angry. Those who keep thinking about their limitations and blocks are actually thinking about exactly the things they don't want to keep in mind. Rambam, Maimonides, in his major legal work, Yad Chazaka, the section that's known as Hilchos Deos, about character development, he tells us the way to develop positive character traits. Take action in ways that are consistent with those positive traits. The way to overcome a negative trait is to go to the opposite extreme for a while in the positive ways, in ways that express the positive traits that you do want. After consistently acting in the positive extreme, then you can come to a more balanced way of being. What happens when you take positive actions? You think about what you need to say and do to master those positive traits. You're not just thinking about this in a light and half-hearted way. You're taking action. Your thoughts and your actions together create you. This has worked for the greatest people because they apply the tremendous wisdom of the Rambam. This is going to work for you when you apply it. What do you want to be like? What positive traits and patterns do you really want to master? And that's very, very valuable. So personal growth, developing our character traits, is a lifetime process. But when you aim your thoughts in the right direction, you're going to go further and faster. And the journey is going to be much more enjoyable.